I wasn't rooting for anyone. It didn't really matter. It's just had a chance to sit back and get some rest and study their team, and a good one they have, definitely.
What makes them so good? I mean, I know Whitten in the offense, they're second in the league.
Very physical on defense, as well as special teams. Explosive offensively, can run the ball, can pass the ball. Aside from the game against Buffalo, I mean, Tony Romo's played tremendous, showed tremendous poise, made a lot of plays, and looks like an all-pro right now.
Playing a 5-0 team on the road is just an opportunity for you guys to find out where you're at measuring
scores. I think it's like that every week, but probably more importantly because this is the best team that we face thus far. So this be a good measuring stick for us to see where we're at. We're going to get tested in all three phases of the game, and a great opportunity for us.
What challenges T.O. specifically bring?
He's a good player, big, physical, great run after the catch. Shows up big in big games most of the time. And I remember him in the Super Bowl. He had like 9 catches for 145 yards, and he was out there hobbling on one leg. So he's a tremendous player.
Dallas is one of those teams with a two-headed running back. What kind of challenges does that present?
Very difficult to tackle both of those guys in open field. Very tough runners for their size. Very, very energetic type guys. Marion Barber, I mean, you definitely see it on film with him, as well as Julius Jones' ability to get downhill and just run the ball well. So we just got to tackle well. We have to make sure that we can't let these guys get downhill because, I mean, they do it all. Cut back, outside, inside. They're good players.
Any comments to Mike Vrabel being called the dirty player by the Browns?
I've known Mike 5 years now. Tremendous football player. Even better person, family man. Nothing's dirty on Mike except his underwear.
For the second straight week, you guys are playing a team with a tight end who's one of that team's top pass catchers.
Excuse me.
Anything about Jason Witten that you've seen on film this year that makes him stand out?
He's always getting open. He's always catching the ball, and he's one of the elite tight ends. He has the ability to run short routes, intermediate as well as deep routes. Just a tremendous player and definitely one of their key weapons.